The ayes are 90, the nays are 5. The bill as amended passes.
I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announcing the results of the Senate vote on credit card reform yesterday. After going to the House to work out differences, the bill is poised to get the president's signature before Monday, Memorial Day. We've been following the developments on credit card reform. Now we'll be taking your questions on what this bill will mean for you. Here's one question we got from a listener as this bill has wended its way through Congress.
I'm wondering why we can't have the credit card companies lower interest rates. The government should intervene. What are all these senators and congresspeople doing on a day-by-day basis?
Joining us is finance writer Beth Kobliner, who's been following the bill in the Senate and how it will affect you. Beth is the author of the book Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. But if you're over 40, you can still listen. So, there were a lot of yays and just a few nays in this vote in the Senate. The House passed it 357 to 70. How close are the two versions, and what happens now?
Well, this could happen as fast as today, I have to say. I was watching this for so long, and suddenly, you know, last month, President Obama met with all these credit card company executives, and suddenly, boom, this is such a big issue, and I think it's going to pass in the next couple of days.
I think somebody looked at some polling numbers, too.
I think so. And I keep thinking about the idea that he keeps saying he wants to do it before Memorial Day. So I'm like, rush in and get it before, you know, just like with fees, you have to pay it before Sunday in order to get not get, please rush in and do it by Friday. But I think there's likely to see that happen.
Well, this is the no grass grows under their feet administration.
Exactly.
So explain some of the big changes that are coming out of this bill.
Well, for one, it makes it harder for credit card companies to do retroactive rate hikes, right? Right now, say if your bank, if you owe $1,000 and they've been charging you 5%, and then they say tomorrow, oh, we're going to charge you 25%. Just kidding. And no, they can no longer do that.
Right. If you pay your bill at 4 and it's, no, sorry, you had to pay it by 3.
Exactly. So those kind of things will change. They can still retroactively increase your rate.
Really?
But you'd have to be more than 60 days late. So you kind of think, all right, well, probably if somebody's more than 60 days on their credit card, maybe they should get a higher.
Can they make a different rate on cash advances versus buying sort of consumer goods?
They don't really talk about that. That's a really, you know, good question. And, of course, a lot of the wrinkles lie
in the details, the rub. Sure.
But they can't increase your rate unless giving you 45 days notice. Now, again, if you get 45 days notice and you can't switch to a credit card, does that help you all that much? I don't know. But there are a lot of really good provisions. For example, clear disclosure. You know, I always love to give
it
example.
It has to be, for those of us who wear reading glasses, in 12-point type,
exactly.
Right? That's my favorite.
Really? They say that?
Yes, no. They say that, don't
yeah.
they?
That's what, but I think the main thing is, you know, if you owe $1,000 and you only make the minimum monthly payments, it'll take you, you know, 13 years and $850. Nobody ever tells you that. Credit card companies never tell you that. Now they have to. They have to tell you how much of a monthly payment you'd have to make in order to get rid of it in 3 years.
It's like they do when you buy a car. That's
right.
Always on the sticker.
Exactly.
Or on the contract, yeah.
My favorite.
You read those stickers?
I read the contracts, yeah.
Right, the contracts. I mean, my favorite in all of this is hitting people who are ages 18 to 21 because, as we know, they've gotten credit cards. You know, you go to college, you get a credit card. They're graduating with $4,100 on average in credit card debt. These are college
seniors.
And
18-year-old, right? I mean, you have no sense that
no
you have
job,
mortality.
No income, no
anything
mortality.
Anything can happen to you,
nothing.
No consequences.
So now they have to either have a parent co-sign. So I don't know how parents are going to feel. Oh, great. Now I have to co-sign my kid's loan as well as my own loan. I don't
just
know
just another
how
way
that
to blackmail them.
Exactly. But the other one is you have to have some evidence of income. What a concept. You have to have evidence of income in order to get a credit card.
So what are this bill is going to address this sense that you know, sort of you play by the rules, the credit card company doesn't. And so there's this, you know, big populist anger, the banks are getting a break, I'm not getting a break. So that will be evened out. But the credit card industry is threatening some unintended consequences.
Right,
tell us about that and how likely is that?
You got to love these credit card people because right away they come back with we're going to now hurt the people who are paying on time. You know, they always have some sort of angle,
How would they do that?
Well, their argument is we're going to be losing money. You know, although honestly, last year credit card companies made $40 billion in profits.
Right.
They're expected to make maybe $10 million in profits this year. It's, you know, some are losing money, but plenty are still making money. But they're saying that, you know, By getting less money on the people who were behaving poorly and paying late, and if we can't jack up their rates, we're going to have to take it on the people who pay on time.
So could this happen? I mean, why would people have credit cards if they have to pay interest right away?
Exactly. That's what happened before we had all this they call it risk pricing. Before we had all this, and they would charge you a high rate if you were poor credit risk, what they had was competition. So you have to shop around, look for a credit card, for example, that doesn't have an annual fee. We haven't seen annual fee on credit cards for a while. We might start seeing that back. But now as a consumer, you have to shop around and get a card without an annual fee. Also, remember, credit card companies don't just make money from the interest rate people charge. They make a huge amount that way. They also make it from merchants.
Merchants, right.
So they're not going to discourage people from using credit cards completely. And also, we have another option now. More and more people are using debit cards. Whereas, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. Everybody's
using debit?
Yeah. Exclusively.
I use credit. I want the miles. Am I going to get my miles?
You can still get miles.
You'll probably get miles. I mean, frankly, how great are these mile programs? Anyway, these days, like you have to fly between
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, you are one of those rare individuals who have that unique skill. But for most people,
took my family to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, they're threatening. It's going to hurt the people. But frankly, a third of people don't carry a balance from month to month. So those people don't care what the interest rate is on their credit card because they're just paying off their bills. They're using the credit card as a convenience. And those people won't get hurt about it. You know, and frankly, the credit cards are saying, well, you know, it's going to change our business model. Well, their business model stunk because they were charging people incredibly high interest rates and hoping that that will make up for the fact that they're giving loans to people who probably shouldn't have them in the first place. All right. Very similar to the mortgage
situation. Let's listen to some. We've had a lot of people call in about this. So let's listen to some listeners. This is a question from Chris Dooley of Michigan. And tell us whether his concern is addressed by the bill.
Okay.
My wife has retired. She retired last June. So we was wanting to remortgage our home to try to get the payments down. And in the process of doing that, it came up that we had a blemish on our credit report that they were questioning because the Bank of America had lowered our credit score for absolutely no reason. And I've never had a late payment. It's not fair what they've done to us because they said that we wasn't using the card enough. We had a $15,000 credit limit, and they lowered it down to $5,000.
So before we address Chris's concern, I just want to give out the phone number 1-877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll be taking questions all morning and be answering them. So, Beth, is this kind of credit limit going to be regulated?
Unfortunately not. So really? In Chris's case, if you have a credit limit, the credit card company can still decrease that limit for you. So they're really talking about the rates and the fees. And this has been happening across the country. People are seeing their credit limits, you know, halved, and they say, you know why? I didn't do anything wrong. So that particular issue will not likely be addressed.
So the takeaway here is you have a right to know your interest rate, but you don't have a right to a particular credit limit.
Credit limit. Right. Probably not.
Is there a rationale to how they're set?
Well, not necessarily. You often get a credit limit. But the one thing you can do now under the rules, and this is very important, is that you can say, I want to keep to that credit limit and not allow the bank to charge you overdraft limits. Now, right now, you can actually, you have to opt out of it. Right now, the olden days, you go, you use your credit card, and if you're over the limit, you get embarrassed, and you get embarrassed in front of your date, and they say, oh, you can't pay your bill, you don't have enough credit. In the last 5-10 years, they've been saying, oh, we don't think anybody goes over their limit. We just charge you twice as much interest on it.
I see.
They can't do that now unless you say you want them to do that to you.
Let's take another question. This is Art from New Jersey.
I walked into the Bank of America branch on a Saturday morning to pay the credit card bill that was due that day. I looked at the receipt that the teller handed me after the transaction, and I realized it was dated Monday. I explained to her that the payment was being made for a bill due that day, and I didn't want to get hit with the fees. And her answer to me was that their policy is that all transactions on Saturdays are dated for Monday, and she couldn't do anything about it. And I was hit with fees because of that.
Don't you wish you were on a fly on the wall for that one?
I feel
like I've been in that conversation.
I know. Well, unfortunately, again, I think you're going to have to. They say that if your bill is due on Sunday, they can't penalize you, or if it's a holiday, but they don't say Saturday. So my bottom line for this one is, pay your bills during the week.
All right, there's a really quick question we have to get to here, and that is, this bill takes a year to take effect.
Right.
What's going to happen in the year?
It's probably 9 months. You know, the feds have passed regulations that basically do a lot of this, not all of it, and that would go into effect in July. Now the new rules will probably go into effect, if President Obama signs it, by February.
So we got
February
9 months of them
nine
jacking
of,
things up?
Of, you know, a pregnant 9 months of credit card hell, potentially.
Really?
If you're not paying attention, you really have to be, because now they can be raising those rates, so you want to pay attention now.
Why doesn't the market have any effect on this?
Because credit card companies have spent their last few years doling out credit cards to so many people, and they think, okay, those high rates, that will offset it. It hasn't worked. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, they're doing all kinds of nasty things.
Thank you very much, Beth Koblen.
My
I will
pleasure.
Keep taking your questions all morning. She'll do a live Q&A session and call us on the web. Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE with your questions for Beth Koblenner. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.